In our hymn books, number 18, To God Be the Glory. Now, since we already sang the first verse, let's start with verse 2. Those who like to stand, join me in standing. Oh, perfect redemption.
Son, but purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Let's turn to number 9 as well. Just 18, cut it in half. Number 9. Come, thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace.
Come, thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the here's my heart, oh, take and seal it for thy heart's
song. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Tune my heart to sing thy grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 praise the Lord, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love he predestined us for adoption through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, with which he has blessed us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will, according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In him we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, so that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be to the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of his glory. It's hard to know where to stop when you start reading in Ephesians 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Tune my heart to sing thy grace, streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. So this afternoon at the dinner table, I mentioned that tonight I want to give opportunity for anyone who feels it in their heart that they would like to say something for the Lord tonight. I don't want to tell you what to say, but as we were singing that song, number 9, I thought, maybe there are people here who want to raise their Ebenezer tonight. You know what that means? The Lord has helped us hitherto. And maybe you want to express your hope, and I know that he's leading me, he's guiding me. I will arrive safely home. Or maybe you want to praise him for Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger interposed his precious blood. Or maybe you want to magnify the grace of God. Oh, to grace, how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Or express your desire that he will bind your heart to his. Let thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. Maybe there's something very precious to you from God's word that you want to share. Or maybe there is an experience that you have had where God has been merciful and gracious to you or your family, stretched out his hand over you and want to give him the glory. So now I gave you a lot of maybes, and maybe yours will be entirely outside my list of maybes. But if there is someone who would like to share your testimony or your longing, or your exhortation, I trust that you will be free tonight as we continue to to worship the Lord, to just share what He has laid upon your hearts.
My Jesus, I love Thee. I know Thou art.
This is a special for you, 371. You didn't all come up this morning when I invited the choir to come up, but this is a choir song everyone's going to participate in, okay? Let's stand. Seated. Thank you. That was a great choir number. I enjoyed that. Praise the Lord. My cup runneth over. My head thou dost with oil anoint, and my cup overflows. I know we look for the blessing of the Lord, and He has such an abundant portion for us. His goodness and mercy for all the days.
Thank you, Jesus, for all you've done.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for making His world. Thank you, Lord, for your love and tender care, for your word and answered prayer.
Give them the strength, O Lord, to withstand the temptation and to put on the whole armor of God. Bless each and every one, O God, and draw them and cause them to really purpose in their heart to be true to you, O God, and keep them from falling, we pray. In Jesus' name.
Shall stand, oh, shall stand, oh. the Lord.
So thank you all for sharing. We have enjoyed that. May the Lord bless each one of you. Well, Timothy, I really enjoyed that song. Does Martin Luther have something to do with that song?
It does, and Mr. Costanza also.
How did you and Martin Luther get together?
Long time ago.
Well, that was Psalm 130, was it not? And he put that into a verse like that, I guess in German. And then did Rob translate it to English?
Oh.
Okay. Well, lovely. What a wonderful psalm that is. There is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. Oh, that was an anthem that was sung at St. Paul's in London on the day that John Wesley came to the light of salvation. We often hear about the evening service that he attended where there was something being read by Martin Luther. It was from Luther's introduction to the book of, I think it was, Romans. And he was stirred in heart by that, and the Lord used it. He says that there was a light that dawned within him. His heart was strangely warmed. But that afternoon, he had gone to St. Paul's, as the story goes, and heard an anthem on Psalm 130. And I believe his testimony includes that was also used of God to touch his heart and awaken him to his need and to the great mercy and grace of God. I read in Jeremiah 50, verse 20, "In those days and in that time, declares the Lord, iniquity shall be sought in Israel, and there shall be none, and sin in Judah, and none shall be found. For I will pardon those whom I leave, as a remnant. So if you were listening when Tim sang, you know that's the end, that's the promise at the end of Psalm 130, that Israel shall be redeemed from all sin. He will redeem Israel from all his iniquities. O Israel, hope in the Lord. I wait for the Lord. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? Well, I'd like to sing with you number 465, if that is at Calvary. I think it is. And let's stand and sing that.
Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified.
Liberty at Calvary.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Amen. Let's be seated. So we thank the Lord for this beautiful day. As Sister Sarah said, He has drawn all of our hearts closer to Himself, I believe, as we have come to Him to worship Him. And we thank Him for what He has done and is doing. And speaking to our hearts, we said this morning that Jesus stands in the midst of His people, and He's here to work among us, to do His gracious will, accomplish His purposes. And we open our hearts to Him, and we thank Him for what He is doing. He has a loving design over your life, Yodi, and He wants to fulfill that in you and in all of us.